This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1015, how Ricardo stayed motivated to get past IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ricardo got the scores he needed on his very first IELTS exam, but his journey there took a lot of work and practice. Listen today to learn how he stayed motivated to finally be done with IELTS. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome to the show. We have a very special guest, and I am so excited to be able to talk to him, Ricardo. Ricardo, welcome.
Thank you, Jessica. Thanks so much. It's my pleasure to be here. It's amazing, actually. I was dreaming about the day I can be interviewed in this podcast. It's amazing.
Yes. So guys, Ricardo is a success story. We are going to talk about his journey to getting the scores he needed and being able to finally apply for that Canadian PR, being invited, reaching that last step that, Ricardo, you've been working for and worrying about for a while, right? Trying to get through this process.
Yeah. I think the whole process in, first of all, I'm from São Paulo, Brazil. My wife and I, we start like this plan, 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So 3 years like studying and save money for that. Then, so now let's apply for getting our, visa work permit, student work permit. We have been living here in Canada, Ontario for 2 years.
Yeah. Yes,
it was very hard. Like in the last year, we decided, okay, now I have to take the exam. So I think the pandemic situation was a good moment because now I can focus in the student plan, the roadmap, and let's try this.
Okay, so let's go back in time a little bit. Before Three Keys IELTS, did you study for IELTS by yourself? Did you take the exam before? What was your experience with IELTS before getting into our course?
Zero experience. Zero. Just my wife, she did the exam almost five years ago. She did in Brazil. She has a better English than mine. It's amazing. She thinks not, but it is. Especially when I solve some of the vocab. Yeah. And I just had her experience, how hard it was to take the exam. She studied by herself. But no, it's my first attempt. Yeah.
Okay. So
thank you everything for the tricky IELTS. First of all, I can't study alone. Like, I can't get any material and start like reading. And so, yeah, the tricky IELTS helped me a lot on this process.
So, would you say that one of the biggest challenges to studying and getting past IELTS was motivation? It sounds like, can you imagine doing all of this and learning everything by yourself?
No, I think motivation is the right word. And one thing in the internet today, from my point of view, is great because you have a lot of things to study.
Yeah.
But at the same point, it's like advantages and disadvantages.
Oh, for sure.
I have to go. And your course just have, okay, here's the step you have to follow. So, yeah.
Yeah. Totally. There are billions of resources out there for IELTS and so much different advice. Like, how does one know Who to believe? It's tough. Okay, so let's get more specific about your IELTS journey to getting these scores. What were your scores on your IELTS exam, Ricardo?
Okay, listening 7.5,
woo!
Reading 6.5, speaking amazing for me 6.5, and writing that I know 6. That I know, okay. I have to practice more and more and more in the.
We're gonna talk about all of these scores, guys. So listening 7.5, amazing. And remember, guys, listeners, this is the only time that Ricardo took this exam. Like, this is it. These are the scores he got on his first try, right? So you sound very surprised with that listening 7.5. Why are you so surprised with that score?
Oh, because I remember, I think listening for 7.5, you have to get at least 33 or 34 questions right of the 40. So when I remember, I said, oh my gosh. And believe it or not, I did, as soon as I finished the roadmap, I did one listening every day.
Oh, wow. I created
a spreadsheet. And I put I did this test and I got this. I did this today.
I love it.
Yeah,
oh my God, you're so organized.
I tried. I tried a lot.
No, but that's fantastic, guys. I mean, you, after learning all the strategies and doing the practice for the listening skills and bringing it all together, you have to apply it all to test practice again and again and again. If you're going to feel confident on test day and not feel that anxiety of the unknown, the panic that can happen on the listening exam, right? If you're going to avoid all of that, you have to get the test practice before the day. Yeah, totally.
Yes. And to be honest with you, I won the test started. I don't know. I feel very natural. Oh, I answered the first part and I said, oh, was so easy.
That's fantastic.
That's fantastic. I think that anxiety is helped a lot too. I think the anxiety part helped a lot. So cool. I think practice and the anxiety, it's amazing part of the IELTS.
Yeah. So in our course, guys, we have a whole module about anti-anxiety. And these strategies really do help while you're studying and during the exam, of course. Actually, I want to talk to you about that, Ricardo, about the difficulty of preparation, because you and I had some amazing personal coach classes, and I very much enjoyed teaching you. And that's why I was so excited to hear when you got your scores, because I remember during one of our classes, like, you were feeling the anxiety. You were just in the middle of losing this motivation and just at sort of a low point in your IELTS preparation. Now, why was that? And how did you get past that feeling?
First of all, yes, having a one-on-one with you was amazing. I remember the first one. I don't know. I felt okay. I think this will be fine. I'm almost 2 years here in Canada. I'm speaking like every day. I'm trying to speak and practice my English. So, and it wasn't. I didn't get prepared myself for that situation. And then I said, no, I have to change. So I started practicing with my wife. And on the second mock we had, mm-hmm. I feel more like it was a conversation, flew very natural.
Yeah.
And was like I was talking to a friend. I told that. And I think it was like a prepare. Revising the material, reading everything again, and practicing a lot.
Okay, so what advice did I give you in those coach classes that really helped you to relax, to feel more motivated again?
Let's see if I remember. I think be more confident, I think, believe, and I don't remember the second one. I think it would be more confident. It was the first one. And you showed me like, okay, you are some words you needed to pronounce correctly. I remember the one I said, Brazilian Portuguese, of course, restaurant, and said restaurant.
So sure. I remember that.
So in the second part, when we did it again, and then we did the second mock test, I remember, okay, I have to say this word again to her just to show like, okay, now I remember what I did wrong, and I'm trying to fix those issues.
Hello, guys. April is IELTS writing month here at IELTS Energy. And you know what? We are creating a never-before-seen IELTS writing program. Guys, do not miss your exclusive invitation to this IELTS writing program. Get on the list, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise.
Awesome. So 6.5 on speaking. Amazing. I'm very proud of you. Any advice for students who are worried about speaking and need some tips to feel more relaxed and prepare well for their speaking exam? Any advice for those students?
I have one because of the pandemic. If you're going to take your exam now, practice using mask.
Yes, good.
Yeah, and especially if you have someone to practice with you, use a mask, prepare for this situation. Try different questions, try anything that's related with our world today, like anything related with the environment, recycle, anything like this, because you can have those questions I had.
So, like, these are tough questions for a lot of students. I mean, a lot of these tough questions are not things we talk about in real life. Like, we never get to experience that. So how did you prepare for these IELTS topics that are tough?
Oh, I don't remember right now the name of this app, but I think during 3 weeks, I practiced with my wife, like she read the question, then time myself, and okay. Mm-hmm. And the good thing, she's okay. I think you should like use more vocab here. On the part three, you didn't use the specific word. I think the part one and part two, I think practice every day.
So practice a lot. Yeah. Did you read also? Like, did you try and gather also information? Yeah.
Yes. Read some TED talks. What else? And that's watch some YouTube. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Netflix. So and read a lot. Yeah, for definitely.
Awesome. All right, Ricardo, let's get into the writing. Now, what happened? Tell us what, guys, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see Ricardo do like a forehead plant and shake his head. So the writing, you feel like you could have done better because there was a big challenge that sort of messed you up. Ultimately, you did get a 6 on writing, right?
Yes, can't believe.
With that, yeah, and that's even with this challenge we're going to talk about. So tell us what happened on your writing exam.
Okay, I didn't prepare myself, first of all. I remember you said, no, I think you should practice a little bit more, especially for the task part two.
Yeah.
And for the strategy that you have, it's amazing. Like read, plan, and then you don't like it's just read the questions. It's okay, I have the idea, and I start like in writing everything. No, read, get the plan, and then you go. I did that for the part one. Mm-hmm. I finished that, I think, in 17 minutes.
Awesome.
They said, okay, oh, I have enough time to review and double check. Oh, I have time to start the part two. I read the question. plan that. And then I start typing. Okay. When I looked at the text, okay, oh, I have 100 and something, like I'm on 150 words. And okay, let's see the question again. When I read again the question, oh my gosh, I misunderstood.
Oh no. So like all the, like the 150 words that you had already written for task two, did you have to delete all of it?
No, I tried to not delete. And I just started, okay, I have to do some copy and paste. Yeah, I removed the first paragraph and then remove. And okay, let's read it again. And I said, no, I don't have time to finish. And I don't know how I could, like, I finished that and I got a 6. Like, it's amazing. I think it's amazing. But
sorry to interrupt you, but how much time did you have left when you realized that you had misunderstood the question? Like, you had to start over again, basically. Like, how much time did you have?
I think I had 15.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
It's so hard, and I didn't have time to double check. I said, okay, let's...
Yeah.
I said, oh my gosh, I can't believe in the... I start like 5 days, like, oh my gosh, what I did? I have to take the exam again. So, and I saw my score. I said, oh, it's amazing.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Guys,
incredible.
Can you imagine if you had not had a system of strategies? Like, if you didn't have a solid system to depend on, what would your writing score have been? You know, like, you only had 15 minutes basically to do task two again, and you still ended up with a 6. I'm thinking you must have gotten a really good score on your task one, right? Like, I think that had to have happened. Then, like, you had access to this task two knowledge, this template that could allow you to produce some sort of acceptable essay in 15 minutes. Like, that's amazing. What would your score have been if that hadn't have happened? There's a lot of complicated grammar in there, but like, you could have got like an 8 in writing, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. See, I think if I practice more and I follow the template, is amazing. It's a hands down, like, guys, if you use the template, you're not gonna have any problem. I think don't follow what I did, like, practice and read again, understand the question. But it was the first thing I told my wife. She said, okay, oh, I got this score, so I think I can reach the 8.
Okay, so you don't have to take IELTS again because there have been some changes with what the point system and the PR acceptable points and all that stuff. There were some changes, and so ultimately, long story short, you're done with IELTS. Okay, so Ricardo, how do you feel now? How does it feel to be over this enormous hurdle?
Oh, I achieved the goal. So
yes.
So it's amazing. The first thing I did, I started deleting everything that I had related to IELTS. I don't want to see this again.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Getting past IELTS is so much. It involves so much of your own efforts, right? And resources and energy. So I'm so proud of you, Ricardo. First of all, for putting in all of the effort. I know how hard you studied. I know how difficult this process was, right? To like fit your English into these expectations. It was tough, man. And you're amazing. Like, you worked so hard for this. So congratulations. Do you have any like sort of insider tips to your success that you can give other students out there who are preparing?
Follow the roadmap. Strict with your the plan. If you choose like the 30 or 60 days, first of all, I think the 60 days is very heavy for me. I think because of the age, because of my my son, so you have much things going. So follow the plan. Don't give up. Yeah, don't give up. And another thing, these 3K IELTS helped me a lot, not only for the test, but I feel that I improved my some skills, all these skills, I improved a lot. Awesome. So I noticed like, some words I start using like on a daily basis, the listening. So
yeah,
so
cool.
The plan and yeah, you're gonna succeed.
That's so fantastic. That's one of the things that make me the happiest is that even in a test prep course, even in like an IELTS course, that we can help you with more than the test, right? Like this is one of the biggest things. And I mean, like, why is that? It's because IELTS isn't just like a memorize, forget test. Like it's an English test. So like, if you're going to improve your scores, you need to improve your English too. And that's what hopefully our goal is to help you guys do. So if you guys are ready to experience the improvement and get those scores and that relief to be done with IELTS, guys, check out your options. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And for the first time ever, guys, we are making a writing only program. Students have been asking us to do this for so long. This is a never before seen opportunity, guys. So if you want to get on the list for this program, it is exclusive. It is invitation only. Go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise. It's a long name, but I love it. Writing wise, so you can be the first to be invited. Okay, awesome. Ricardo, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I know that you want to be done and over with IELTS, so thank you for still sticking around and sharing your experience with us.
Okay, thank you so much. And yeah, I just been say thank you for everything you did, guys. It's amazing, your course. And I just started your business course.
Oh, yay! Yeah. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's and fantastic.
Helping a lot. Yeah, that is, it's amazing too. Like the meeting, the calls, the emails, everything, socializing, it's amazing. So I just started this course too. So thanks.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That is like the natural next step after being done with IELTS, right? Because like what happens now? You can't stop improving your English. Like we still have goals. You just have to like switch your focus. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so proud of the business course as well. Listeners, you can see everything we made that we're super proud of. Just go to our website, allearsenglish.com. Okay, awesome. Ricardo, best of luck in your future. Enjoy the business course. I'm so excited. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Ricardo. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.